Kalkovitz is a very good speaker. Even if you're married, maybe it's good to hear him speak. Because they're all good speakers. More have a suffix on Tzad Kalkum and Abdigman. No, there's a pasuk Bevin Yarashi Yomus that you need Omid Lemiso. And the Pashtus is that you need Omid Lemiso both for Mezid and for Shegeg. You mentioned this difficult Rambam. Rambam sounds like he holds getting a pair of Gimel Hilchas for Tiff. If the Hobbin of Omid is only Omid Lemiso for Mezid and for Shegeg, seems Alti Pashtus to be against the pasuk and against the Gemara. Mar comes to the conclusion that you even require an omed the nizikin as well. So in the middle of this bit of the discussion, Mar was trying to bring rice one way or the other, but he needs omed. So the Mar quotes a rice at Toshma, Chamisha Dvarim, that's Nezik Tzari Vishavis of Boshes, Om Dimoso, Venos Melom Liyad, Ripoy Vishavis, Achi Yisrape. So the simple reading of the Braisa is misleading. Simple reading sounds like there are Chamisha Dvarim, Nezek Tzari, Pesheves, and Boshes. So three of them you pay miyad. If you pay Boshes, you only pay later on. So that's where Rashi says that that's not correct. Rashi had a Girsa, Nezek Tzari, Boshes, Nosim, Bom, miyad. If you pay Pesheves, you don't pay Achi Yisrape. So that's where Rashi intends to say that's not what it means. That's a mis. It's written in a very misleading fashion. Then is you pay all the chamisha dvarim nas na miyad, pay everything. But the ripoy in the shevet the bezin should calculate how much ripoy in shevet they think there's going to be until they'll be fully recovered. It's going to be every week they're going to be docked the bills, and every week he's going to be losing more parnasa. That's how you read it. But he pays everything from the very outset. So then the braisa continues. Amduhu, they made an omed that he should get better in a week. And then it takes him 3 weeks to get better. He's kvetching along for 3 weeks till he gets better. So there should be more shevis, there should be more ripoy. So the braisa says, sorry, you only pay him how much amdu. What if the reverse is the same thing? Amdu, the Hebrew. They assessed him that he should be sick for a week. And then he gets better in the middle of the week. The Hibri in the middle of the week. So do they have to pay him the Shevis for the whole week or not? So the din is yes. It all depends on the omen of the best. Why we say min hashamayim, they punished him that it took longer. That's not the fault of the Chayva. And min hashamayim, he was lucky that he got healthier in a shorter period of time. It really should have taken longer. So that's the correct way to read the Brisa. That's what Rashi and Tosfos explain. The other way is an incorrect, it's a superficial way to read the Brisa. If you don't read the end of the Brisa, you get a mistaken impression here. So the Gemara says, so how can you have a suffix whether Yesh Omed Lenezikin or not? It says, Ferish is an Omed Lenezikin. Shman Mam Yesh Emed Lenezikin. And for the Gemara, these are two different Omeds we're talking about. And for the Gemara. And for the Gemara, the Meimad Gavra, Kama Liktzah Mihomake, who assess how long the person is going to be sick. Liktzah means, Rashi says, Katsu Virami Barasi, Akatsir Miri, Katsu means a sick person in Aramaic. So the Meimad Gavra, to make an omen on the person, Kama Liktzah Mihomake, we would have spelled Mihomake without the Yud. How long should he be sick in bed from the Maka? How much Shevis should there be? How much Rebo should there be? How long should he not be sick? That's what the Brisa says that there's an omen. The suffix that we had was, the name of Chepze, Yavid Haimiski. Look, we asked a different Shiloh. Whether you need Yeshba Kedei Lachbol, just like you need Yeshba Kedei Lahamas, you need Yeshba Kedei Lachbol. So you can't tell from that Brisa. That Brisa is talking about a different omen. About it, there's an omen. That's a shaila in Achrayim in Hilchas Nida. Let's say a woman has dam. The doctor looks inside and he says, this is damaka. We tell the doctor what's damaka, but I mean, they tell him exactly what the rules and regulations are. A religious doctor. And the doctor says, this is damaka, this is not damanama. So the question is, do we take the doctor's word for it or not? So this is a big machlokes in achrayim. So some achrayim say, what the doctor, does he really see what's going on inside? It's all the way inside the gufa isha. So some achrayim write, whatever the doctor said is treated as a suffix. So the doctor says the patient has to eat on Yom Kippur. So suffix sakana is also deicha Yom Kippur. The doctor says he's a masukh and you have to drive to the hospital on Shabbos. Suffix sakana is also deicha Shabbos. But if the doctor is going to say that this is vaday dam makwa, this is not dam nido, so we treat that also as a suffix. So suffix nido is lachum. That's what some achrayim write. The Pesachim Tshuva quotes along this the marmakamis and achrayim whether the doctors have them on. Whether the fruma doctor has them on. Then there's another question. On the assumption that the doctor has namanis, what he's talking about, how scientific is the science of medicine? Do the doctors really know what they're talking about or not? So that was a big machlokes in achrayim. And then on the assumption that the doctors have namanis, afilu lahakel, it's considered about doyos. So what if he's not a religious doctor? So the din is in the Mishnah, or let's say he's an achri. So the Mishnah says in Chorus on Daf Lamed, if a person doesn't observe this area of halacha, one who doesn't keep kosher, cannot. You don't say erecha dem misurim. He's going to be neman to tell me that this is kosher food. Or this woman keeps kosher, but she personally doesn't keep taras hamishpach, so she can't be mefakech on the mikveh to tell us that the mikveh was that the rabbi did the hashok and everything is okay. If she herself doesn't observe this area of halacha, she has none amanis in this particular area. So that's a second step. On the assumption that the doctors have namanis, afilu lahakel, what if he's not a religious doctor? What if he's not a Jewish doctor bichlal? Does he have namanis because umalamar masas? On the first issue, as to whether medicine, how reliable is medicine, is whatever the doctor says only a suffix, or do we assume that there is such a science of medicine and it's considered a vadois? So Imam Sheikh says, what do you mean? The halacha says that you have to have an omid lemisa. He quotes this sugi. You need an omid lemisa. We're going to give the guy death. I'm not going to give the murderer death based on what the doctors say. So it seems that it's not just the suffix. It seems it's a vada. Unless you say that the omid only is, if the doctor says it's impossible that he should die with this. The omid only is to patah him. You can say, well, the Chumash says, Levin Yarash Yamuzba. So it means you have to ask experts. Ask the doctor. So if the doctor says it's impossible that he should have killed him at this, then he's off the hook. If the doctor says, that's not what, on the doctor's say so, he's getting the death penalty. We know that he killed him, he murdered him. The only thing is, the Chumash says, you got to check with the doctor. So that's to the best of your ability. You check. It's not the same as by Hilchas Nida. There are no psukim that say check with a doctor. Over here it says in the Chumash you have to check. It says you check. So the only nemonis of the doctor is if he's going to say it's impossible that he should have died. Anyway, that's what the Maram Shik thinks of in this institution of Omid Lamisa is a hechacha that the medicine is a science and the doctor has nemonis. If he's a from a doctor, he has nemonis even on. And there's room to dinza. Then Gemara says that brisa that we just read, Amamar Amdu, Lehivri Nosan Lakom Asher Amdu, that brisa is Messiah Leila Rava. Why is it Messiah Leila Rava? Amar Rava, Haiman Amdu, the Kuli Yoyma. The doctors thought that he's going to be sick the whole day. And they're going to pay him Shevis and Ripui for a whole day's medication. Then Vizpach Lepal Gadiyam. In the middle of the day, he gets better. And he goes and he gets a job and he makes some salary at the end of the day. Recovered immediately. And he makes money the second half of the day. So is he entitled to collect twice? Is he entitled to collect the Sheves from the Chayvo Bachavero for the whole day? Plus he got the salary the second half of the day for the work that he did. So Rava says, yes. So that's what it really says in the Braisa. What Rava said is exactly what it says in the Braisa. In Shemayi Hu Derachmi Alev. What about by Mazik? It's a whole discussion in Achrayim. If I burn down your house, I have to pay your house is worth $500,000. I have to pay the $500,000. But you have insurance. So now the insurance says if they catch the one who did the crime, so he pays, the insurance company only pays the hefsid. But apparently years ago, the insurance was so, when it first started, So they didn't have these clauses in the insurance policy. So the insurance company just said, if your house burns down, we pay you the $500,000. So does the owner of the house have a right to collect twice? He collects from the insurance company and then he collects from the other mamazik. Shouldn't he say that the other mamazik wasn't mapped at anything? Let's say someone has a piece of garbage in his house. If he throws the garbage out, the garbage can means that he's mapped it. So kol hakod zacha, whoever wants to take from the garbage doesn't pay. He has the garbage in his kitchen, he didn't have a chance to take it out yet. Someone goes into his kitchen and burns the garbage in the garbage can. So, does he have a din of other mamazik? Yeah, other mamazik, he doesn't pay anything. It's like, kamahu shavalim kabashur. The guy was prepared to throw it out. So he didn't make him any hefsek. So even though you did a hezek, but the nizik didn't suffer any hefsek. So here also, fine, I burned down your house, that's worth $500,000. But you're going to collect the money from the insurance company. So I'm an other mamazik and you suffer zero. The loss is zero because you're covered from the insurance company. You have to make telephone calls. Okay. So it costs you $100 to get back your $500,000. You had a whole hassle. So I'll pay you $100. The hefsek is $100. So that's a deal in Achrayim. But you have a right today. It's not negayah. Today it's not shach to collect twice. But years ago, the Achrayim have a whole discussion. This Gemara says, "Bin Shemai Hu D'Rachmei Aleid," there's a different thing. That the doctor's made an assessment, he's going to be sick a whole day. And therefore you have to pay him right away the shevis from a whole day. Then a guy gets better in the middle of the day and he gets a job and he gets salary from the end of the day. So they will cover the shevis bliss for a whole day. Or the shevis bliss for 3 weeks, then it gets better after 2 weeks. So that's the halacha. That shevis he pay based on the omen, based on the assessment. Then the Mishnah had the din rokak the higia boharok. What is the lashon? Higia boharok. So the Gemara is Medayek, Loshan Uwala Babel, Bigdo Lo. Only if the rogue, we discussed it, because only Achoyvo Bachavero pays boshes. If it's not a Maisa Chavola, not. So the Gemara holds that it's only called a Maisa Chavola if you do a Maisa Bidufo. Correct? The Gemara, Ben Hevi, Kibi Yeshua Bidvarim. And for the Gemara, the understanding of our Papa is, you can't really prove from the Mishnah, the Vilna Gaon says, because it could be that Rokak, the Higia Bohoro, then you pay so much money. If not, he give a rock, then you pay less money. You can't really prove it from the Mishnah. So you can't really say Zosameris. That's what the Vilna Gaon calls out the two words Zosameris. But you can say Zosameris from Rapapa. Rapapa seems to hold that Boshes Dvarim is not chai, because it's not considered a Maisa Chavon. Okay. Then the Gemara has a Sofik, how to read the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva's Machma, Mekel, so the Gemara says from the Loshon of Rabbi Kiva. It sounds like Rabbi Kiva is the Machma, the Tanakam is the Mekel. Okay. It's a simple reading in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, the comments on the story in the Mishnah, that a man was mevayish a woman by uncovering her head in the street, in public, and Rabbi Kiva said he has to pay for the boshes, arba mea zuz. And then the Balabas said, Rabbi, give me ten lizman. So, nasan lizman. What's the halacha ten lizman? So the din usually is, let's say you have a din Torah, and Pliny loses. So the halacha said, Pliny lost, he has to pay $150,000. So he has to pay on the spot, he has to come with a check and pay on the spot. No. So the din is that there's man for the chil bezna shloshim yom. Bezna always gives shloshim yom. Sometimes it's unreasonable to make him pay shloshim yom either. So you pay, you have him pay it out over a couple of years, $150,000 in 30 days. It's a little unfair, so you make him pay $30,000 every year for the next couple of years. $50,000 for 3 years. Whatever the situation happens to be, it has to be within reason. So normally he gives man bezna shlosh miyam, but we haven't did. So that's what it says, tain li zman. So the Rebbe Kiva, nasan lo zman. This is man bezna, he has a right to wait. Craig the Gemara, but we have a member, Amar Abchanina, ein nasan zman l'chavolus. L'chavolus you have to pay right away. And for the Gemara, yeah, that's for the Nezik and for the Ripui. And for the Shevis, he has to pay right away. But as far as the Boshes is concerned, that's a regular din like any other Chiyu Bezen. But that you would give Shlosh Miyam. Lo chasim yim amayna, therefore yavim. There is a Zman Bezen. So what happened? What did the fellow need his man for? He wanted to trick the woman into uncovering her own hair. So he wanted to show that this woman walks around with her hair uncovered. So what was I Mevayasher about? He was Mevayasher. She walks around with her hair uncovered. she has it all combed out, all fancy. Now she's wearing a shekel, so she didn't do her hair nicely. So now she's embarrassed that her hair is sloppy, but not so dead embarrassed that her hair is uncovered. So he's not going to have to pay 400 arbimei zuz. So that's what the fellow wanted to pull the stunt. He wanted to get Avim who will testify that this woman uncovers her own hair. So it wasn't a boishes that the married woman's hair is uncovered. It's a boishes that her hair wasn't, she hadn't combed the hair out that morning. So he's not going to pay the full 400 zuz. So what happened? So the witnesses came and they told Rabbi Akiva the story. So the Mishnah, there's one version, and the Braisa, there's a different version. Mishnah says, "Achevel biatzma achol kishen rashoy." The woman is not allowed to do that, to be chevel biatzma. Nonetheless, she doesn't have to pay. There's no one to pay to, of course. There's nobody to pay to. She's going to pay to herself. And acherim shechevel bas still have to pay. Even though the woman is not allowed to be chevel biatzma, if someone else is chevel bo, and she herself is chevel biatzma, someone else is chayv bo, they have to pay. And the Braisa, it says a different version. I've heard Tanya have a Braisa. I'm a little Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva told the Balabas, Zalalta b'mayim adim, halesa cheres b'yodecha. Good try, but it's worthless. Why is it worthless? The whole stunt, the whole setup is worthless. Why? Adam Rashoy lachbo b'yatzmo. In the Mishnah, the version that's quoted from Rabbi Kiva is, Achol b'shein an Rashoy lachbo b'yatzmo. But still, achem shechav lebo, achayobet. And the Braisa says, the person has a right to do whatever he wants. So these are, it's a contradiction, the two different versions of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, it depends what is Yichayv Biatzma. What is he going to cut off his finger? What kind of a chavol is he going to do? If he's going to cut off his finger, to mutilate this body that he's not allowed to do. The Braisa says, the Mishnah that says, and Rashi Lachbo Biatzma goes on to be chayvul to mutilate the body, and the Braisa that says Adam Rashi Lachbo Biatzma means to humiliate himself. He's permitted to humiliate himself. Correct the Gemara, but the Mishnah is talking about boshes. Mishnah is not talking about chavala. So the Gemara presses it into the Mishnah. Really doesn't read well. The Gemara presses it in. Iva Maslisim boshes to Ktani. So it doesn't fit in with what Rav said. The Gemara says, no, Rav is going to read it like this. The Gemara is going to come to Maskana that it's two versions, straight on Eli Rabbi Akiva. Two versions what Rabbi Akiva said, that's the final Maskana. But until you get to the Maskana, so Rav made this initial suggestion, that maybe the Mishnah, maybe it's all the same thing. The Mishnah that says, also lachbo biatzmo, really goes on mutilating the body. And the Braisa says, Mutalach bo biatzmo only goes on boshes. And boshes is Mutalach bo biatzmo. That's permissible. It's permissible for a person to humiliate himself. What happened to the din of Kavod Abrius? Kavod Abrius, Legabi Yadis, there's a Chiyuv Kavod Abrius. And Legabi oneself, there's no Chiyuv Kavod Abrius. The Gemara says that the heter of Kavod Abrius, that the din, the institution of Kavod Abrius, based on the pasuk in Chumash, Lo Yitamo. Loi Thomas says that a kohen is not permitted to be mitam lameisim unless it's one of the seven relatives. And then it says the sister. It says achos apsula shehal lo hoysa leish lo yitamo. So the Gemara has a machlokes atanaim whether lo yitamo is a chayv or lo yitamo is a reshus. We pass that it's a chayv. That's one of the tayag mitzvos haTorah. So that's the marker for the obligation to show kavod abris. That pasuk happens to be talking about kavod lameisim. So the Gemara understands that it's a kalachay. If the Torah requires kavod to be shown to kavod hamesim, because man was created in tzelem elokim, so even though he's dead already, still you have to show kavod for what used to be a tzelem elokim. It's like a tashmishe kiddusha lachad ma mitzvos, like an old mezuzah that became possible. So man has a tzelem elokim and bottom lamakam. So even after he dies, you also have to show kavod. Like a tashmishi kedusha lachas ma mitzvos. So if lacha misa you have to show kavod, so certainly mechayim you have to show kavod. So that's the mark of the obligation of kavod abris. The pasuk talks about kavod abris to others. The more talks about kavod abris to oneself as well. The kavod abris is doche yisurim derabbanon, based on that mitzvah lo yitamo. So the Gemara says that a person goes to Beis HaKisi on Shabbos and he wants to clean himself off. So he's permitted to violate the Rabbanans, to carry an akarbalis, or to use a pebble, even though Eitzim Abban be Afra Muktzah, he's allowed to be Metalton Muktzah on Shabbos. So the Gemara does talk about Kavod Rabbis Legabi himself as well, that it's Derech Adinim Derabbanon. Doesn't it mean that a person is not permitted to be Mevazeh himself? What does the Rabbi say over here? That Boshe is to be Mevash oneself, one is permitted to. Why? It's not the same as mutilating the body, that's a different thing. But it should still be an issue that should be included in the Din of Kavod Rabbis. There's a tumim in Choshe Mishpat. Rabbi Yonasanevi should love to be a tumim in Choshe Mishpat. So he writes in one place a difference between Kavod Rabbis Lacherim and Kavod Rabbis Liatzma. Kavod Rabbis Lacherim is Decha the Rabbanis, Kavod Rabbis Liatzma is not. So the later Achayim states against the Gemara. More of a fair show. Kavod Rabbis Lagabi Yatzma is also Decha the Rabbanis. Maybe he meant in a specific case. Maybe meant in a specific case. But this Gemara is problematic. Why did the Gemara think? I mean, if a person makes a joke about himself,
right, so then that's not the same.
So he's not embarrassed. So I mean, by definition, he's not embarrassed. It's no violation of Kavod Rabbis. But if the woman is going to take off she's going to uncover her head, then she's not embarrassed. I mean, by definition, there's no...
Yeah,
there's no,
then you see playing Morris and then they're considered much different.
Maybe that's what the Gemara means. It's simply, by definition, there's no boshes. But if the person makes fun of himself in such a way that he is humiliated, that taki is not allowed. Like if I was going to say Lashon Hara against himself. But they say from the Chavetz Chaim that he once said he wrote some Nisorim about Lashon Hara and he forgot to write in this din that one is not permitted to say Lashon Hara against himself also. Not only not allowed to say against others, he's not allowed to say against yourself. My reputation is not my personal property, that I should have the right to ruin my reputation. Same thing. My Kavod Rabbis doesn't belong to me personally, that I should have the right to be Mevatarad. Sometimes I make a joke about myself, so then. So there's no embarrassment. I'm not embarrassed about it. It's a different thing. So by definition, there's no violation of Kavod Rabbis. But if the person is mevazeh himself in a way that he does suffer the sin, then he's not allowed.
But how did I understand about Akiva? This person was trying to prove this mevazeh, that this is not a woman that's ashamed to go into. So what do you mean? He's right. He proved that this is a woman that's prepared to go to cover. Why is he willing to pay?
For money. She wanted to make a few dollars on the oil. The oil was worth a lot of money.
The pittance of Mashma Rashi was a proof that it's not.
Okay. So for a proof that she's prepared to compromise.
You should give her a proof that give her the value of a drop of oil.
Uh-huh. Why do you pay the full amount?
How do you prove this point?
I don't know. Rabbi Kiva says everybody gets paid the same amount. Tarakama says Hakol Lefi Chvodo. Rabbi Kiva says everybody gets paid the same amount. Because it's hard. Taisa said before, really, Mikra Din, everybody agrees. Hakol Lefi Amavayisham is Baish on the level of their Isaac. But in the Sata, the Berech Lashur, you're going to make the Bezin crazy. You're going to have to keep on making an assessment for each person. So that's what Taisa said in the Gemara. That's why we make one Shir Kavlo. So that's what Rabbi Akiva said. You prove that she has less boshes than other people, but she does suffer boshes, so he makes everybody pay the same amount. If Rabbi Akiva would have held like the Tanakama says each case you judge, then she would get less. Rabbi Akiva is one of the Tanoim, and says you don't keep on making a different shear for different people. You had that at the beginning of the period, that a few Tanoim said like that. Everybody gets paid the same amount for boshes. That's how Rava initially suggests to the Yash of the Stira. He wants to say that Levaish Satsma is Mutter, and Lachol Biatzma, to mutilate the body, is awesome. And he presses it into the Mishnah. So then the Gemara goes into discussion. Is that really true? The Eidon Mashoi Lachol Biatzma? Is that true what Rava says? That there are no two versions over here? That a man is not permitted to mutilate his own body. I will hatan, you may have a brisa. there is an institution of Shua's Bitui. Shua's Bitui is one of the three Averis for which one is Chayv Achat HaSol B'Yorim. Achat HaSol B'Yorim means if he can afford it, he pays more money. If he can't afford it, he pays less. And if he can't even afford that, he pays less. Either brings a chatas beim, or he brings a chatas seif with an oiler seif, or he brings a minchas chayte. So you have ashiras, dalas, and dalat dasahud. What are the three averas? So one is tumas mikdash kadoshav, and one is shavos eidos, and one is shavos bitul. Nefesh kisishava levatav esusam lahar lahetiv. A person took a shavua either lahar or lahetiv, and then b'shoigeg, he violated the shavua. So the din is that he has to bring this chatas ol b'yorim. So the Mishnah is saying Shavuos, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa explaining the Mokka, but the din appears in the Mishnah that the only time you bring a chat to Sol of the Yorei, if he violated the Shavuos B'Shogeg, is if the Shavuos was regarding a Dvar HaRashus. If he's Nishba Levatel as HaMitzvah, Nishba Lekayim as HaMitzvah, so then there's no institution of Karban Shavuos Bito. You don't bring the chat to Sol of the Yorei. Let's say a person is nishba levatel as hamitzvah. He's obligated to put on tefillin. He takes the shavuah, I'm not going to put on tefillin. So the Mishnah is saying shavuah, that's called the shavuah shav. The shavuah is not binding at all. Nishba levatel as hamitzvah is not binding at all. So for sure there wouldn't be any chatas ol b'yor. Chatas ol b'yor is if he took a shavuah that is binding and he violated the shavuah b'shoigeg. So then he has to bring a chatas solia, but over here the shavuah is not binding at all. So that's for sure we know. What's the din? Let's say a person is nishba lekayem as hamitzvah. So not only nishba lebatel as hamitzvah, no shavuah is nishba lebatel as hamitzvah. The shavuah is not chal. It's a shavuah shav. It's not chal. A person, I can't take a shavuah that it's going to rain tomorrow. What do you mean? I'm not a balabas to cause the raining. The Rav Shlom to take a shavuah is going to rain. I'm not a balabas to bring the rain. You cannot take a shavuah on something that you are balabas on. I can take a shavuah, I will not eat bananas today. I can take a shavuah, I will eat bananas today. I'm a balabas on myself. I'm not a balabas on you. Like the Gemara has, I'm going to take a shavuah that you're going to fast. How can I take a shavuah that you're going to fast and you're not going to fast? How can I? Unless I take a shavuah, I will lock you up in a room and see to it that you fast. Okay? So I'm taking a shavuah, something that I will do, I will not do. I can't take a shavuah. If you weren't the shavuah, I take the shavuah that Reuven will fast. It's not b'shusay. So it's not b'shusay to decide whether to wear tefillin or not to wear tefillin. It's b'chira chavshis, yeah, but everyone has the ability to do averus. But b'chuyif, he's mujbu v'yav ma'asina, he's b'chuyif to wear tefillin. So he's not a balabas to take the shavuah, I will not wear tefillin. I will not daven, I will not say kriya shema. So that's, he's not a balam on that, and the mele that's considered shavuah shav. So such a shavuah is not chal. What if he takes the shavuah l'kayem as hamitzvah? So the Gemara says that's possible in two ways. L'kayem as hamitzvah is loy sasei, or l'kayem mitzvah sasei. L'kayem mitzvah is loy sasei, let's say chazer is also b'achila. So he takes the shavuah, I will not eat chazer. So the Gemara says, ain't shavuah chal al shavuah, means ain't isa chal al isa. He's already not allowed to eat the chazer, because mushba liyam harsina. The Torah says you're not permitted to eat basal b'chal al, and all the macholas asuras and so on. So what is he going to add? He's going to take a shavuah. He's not going to eat the macholos asuras. It's already also saying he's a chalal isa. So the pashtus in such a case is that the second shavuah is not chal. So that's nishba the kayem is hamitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, loisesei, he takes a shavuah to be mechazik the loisesei. So that shavuah is not chal. That's saying he's a chalal isa. Then you have a nishba the kayem is hamitzvah bekum liaseh. He takes a shavuah, not nishba l'kayim is hamitzvah b'shevi al taseh. L'kayim mitzvah lo yaseh. What about a nishba l'kayim is hamitzvah saseh? He takes a shavuah that he will lay tefillin. He takes a shavuah that he will daven today. He will recite kriya shema. So that's the halacha. The pasuk says, l'hor l'heitin ma'atav rishus af haror rishus. It's a long drasha. Gemara just quotes one line. It's a long drasha there in shavuos. That a nishba l'kayem is hamitzvah is not chay v'chatas ol b'yorim. Yeah, what's with the shavuah? Is the shavuah chal? Is the shavuah not chal? Is it just exeris hakasim that there's no chay v'chatas ol b'yorim? No parsha of shavuah's bitui? Or does it mean there's no parsha of shavuah's bitui because the shavuah is not chal at all? So that's a famous machlokes, the Ran and the Ramban. Rabbi Kivegan made it famous. The Ran and the Dorim, thinks on this Gemara and that Chesam et Aleph. Gemara says on the top line of Chesam et Aleph, Minayin shelishboim lekayem is on mitzvah. How do you know that you can take a shvua to lake tefillin? The person will take a shvua to daven mincha, to daven ayir. It's a little unclear. How do you translate the word Minayin shelishboim lekayem is on mitzvah? Means that it's permissible to take a shvua lekayem is on mitzvah. One would have thought that it's a shvua shav. If a person takes a shvua, I'm not going to wear tefillin. I'm not going to daven. So that's nishbol levatelas on mitzvah. So the Mishnah says in Shavuot that's a shvua shav. The shvua is not felt, so that's a shvua shav. He's not a bailam to make such a decision. He has no right. He has the ability to make such a decision, but he's not permitted to. So that's al pidin. He's not a bailam to make such a decision. So that's the shvua is not chal, and that's a shvua shav. So is that what it means over here? Minayin shenishbayim lekayim es mitzvah. How do you know that it's permissible to take the shvua that I will make tefillin? That I will daven mincha ma'ariv today. I would have thought that the shvua is not chal, because it's not a dvar hashus. Shvua is only chal on a dvar hashus. So since the shvua is not chal, nishba lekayem is a mitzvah is not chal. So I would have thought that it should fall under the category of shvua shov, should be an aveira. So that's what he digs up a pasuk. The gemara Amar Rav Gibla Marav. Rav dug up a pasuk in Tilim nishbati v'akayem al nishbar mishpatet zikehel. Rabbi Amalek says he often takes shvuas to be mechazik himself. Shari leinish lizruzei nafshi. Lizruzei nafshi is permissible. So it means I would have thought that would have been a shvua shav. So Rabbi Amalek tells me it's not a shvua shav. It's not a shvua shav. It's permissible to take the shvua. That's what it means. Or does it mean minayin shenishbam lekayem es mitzvah? Not that it's permissible. That is permissible avada. Why not? The shvua is chal. The shvua is chal. He takes a shvua not to eat macholos asuris. So then, that's ein yisrach halalisa. But if he takes a shvua, I will lake tefillin. I will daven mincha ma'ariv today. He's swearing that he will fulfill the mitzvahs. He can't say ein yisrach halalisa. He's not dealing with isurim. We're just going to say it's not a dvar hashus. So that din, if it's not a dvar hashus, it's excluded. That's the pasuk that the darshaning from here over here. Mahatover hashus afar hashus. If it's not a dvar harshus, then there's no korban chata selva v'yorid. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the shvua is not chal. So that's the machlekes on this daf. That's the machlekes the Ran and the Ramban. So the Ran writes, Vaday leads to chai kru. I don't need a pasuk in Tilim nishbat v'akayim to tell me sheichola legavi bal yachel. Of course it's chal. Why not? What the Gemara says, mahatover harshus af haror harshus. That the din of chatas of yor doesn't apply if it's not a dvar shus. So the Ran says that's a prat in the din of chatas of yor. That's not a word that the shvua is not chal. He says just like the Gemara says, it has to be isa belabehed. It has to be isa belahaba and isa belushaova. These are klalim. In order to be chayv chatas of yor, you need a couple of conditions, but you don't have to have isa belabehed in order that the shvua should be chal. The shvua is chal even if it's leisa belavehed, just like isa belavehed, nisa belahaba, nisa belushaover. Our pratim details can tenoim in the din of chatasel of yored. So this requirement that it has to be a dvar shuas, that's only conditioned in the din of chatasel of yored. That's not a tenai in the halois hashvua. That's how the Ran writes. So according to the Ran, it's a davar pashut that the shvua is chal, and I would never have a havina to think that it should be a shvua shav. It would only be a shvua shav if the shvua is not chal. If the shvua is chal, so it's not a shvua shav. It's not shav. Shvua is chal. So the pasuk tells me that it's recommended. Shvati v'akayem v'lishba v'mishpatei tzidkecho. Not only that it's permissible to take it, shori le'liyinish. No, it's recommended. Dovra Melech was a chosid. It's recommended that a person should be mezaris himself to take the shvua. That's according to the Ran. If you kivega on this Ran, is mitzayin that if you look in the Pirush Rabban al Torah, the way it's printed here, it says Parshas Chukas. It's not on Parshas Chukas, it's on Parshas Matos, beginning of Parshas Matos. So the Ramban writes that whenever it's Shvua Lekai Mitzvah Saseh, the Shvua is not Chal at all. He says, Eina Mischayim Mishum Shvua Loi Karban V'lo Malkus. He says, not only is it an exemption from the Chi of Karban, like the Ran says, Leise B'la V'hen and Leise B'la Habon, so not only is it an exemption from the Karban, He says that the Ramban writes in Chumash that the whole Shavuah is not Chal. So according to the Ramban, that the whole Shavuah is not Chal, so one would have been misled to believe that it should be a Shavuah Shah, so it should be Osir to take such a Shavuah. So that's how the Pasuk says, Nine she nishba mikayim sa mitzvah, shenema nishba to dakayimah. It's permissible, but not that it's a Chayv. The Rishonim have two Pirushim on nishba mikayim sa mitzvah, whether it's permissible, it's not an Issa Shavuah Shah, the Pasuk in film tells me it's mutar, but the Pasuk in film tells me that it's recommended. So the later Achrayim explained that this should really be dependent on the two Pshatim, the Ran and the Ramban.
But doesn't mean you want to guarantee that before you can fulfill the mitzvah of power of your Pshatim?
So therefore what?
Therefore it's only...
Yeah, this Gemara.
So that's only... So you're adding by taking the Shmua of learning Torah. The Torah only obligates you with the minimum amount, and you're extending it more.
Yeah.
But if you just repeat what the Torah commands you, so then in that case the Shmua should not be taught.
So the Gemara has like this. That's the next line in the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Gidla Marav, that's the first. There are two members of Amar Rav Gidla Marav. So the first member is the top line, Aches Amar Allah. The next one is the fifth line, Aches Amar Allah. So the first one says, the guy swears he's going to put on tefillin tomorrow. He's going to say Kiddush on Shabbos. That's the first member. And that's a din. The second one, I'll give him another din. If the guy takes his shvuah, I will wake up early. That's 100% bona fide full-fledged shvuah, the whole davar. So the Gemara says, why is that full-fledged, the whole davar? It should be the same as the first member. Why neder gadol nadam lekaisa? Why is it a full neder, a full shvuah? To pshat him in the Rishonim here when he says neder gadol. Why? That should be the same as nishbayim lekayim misam mitzvah. The Gemara says no. Nishbayim lekayim misam mitzvah. He's going to swear. He's going to daven mincha marvi, say kriya shma, and like tefillin tomorrow. He's just saying over shvuah and the mitzvah. So that's really, it's not a dvar hashuah, so it's excluded from the parsha of chatasod v'yorei. So that's a chiddush that nishbayim lekayim misam mitzvah. The second memory, since iboy patanav should be kriya shma shachris v'arvis. So it's not really explicit in Chumash that he has to learn this on the Sichta. So that's why if he takes a shvu that he will okum the Eshtem Perek Zeh, then it's a full-fledged shvu.
But
right.
Marcina, weren't we in Kabbalah shvu on all mitzvahs, on Maseis and Lotaseis? So the same way that he said by Lotaseis the shvu shah, why don't you say the same thing by Aseis?
No, no. Lotaseis really says it's not a shvu shah, it's saying he's a chalal lisa.
But let's say a person takes a shvu, I'll eat this keeper. And then he takes another shvuah, he'll eat the keeper. So is the second shvuah chal?
Second shvuah is not chal.
So the same way that's not chal, why can't you say the same thing by mitzvah? You took a shvuah in our scene and you will fulfill mitzvah.
The second shvuah, whatever the din is by, whatever you understand by the mitzvahs, it'll be the same over there. Takes a shvuah, he will eat it, takes a shvuah, he will eat it. So according to the Ran, the second Shavuot is Chal, just that it's not.
Okay, the same thing will apply.
Same, whatever you say there, it's the same over here. Ein Issa Chal Alisa is only B'Shei B'Al Tasi. He takes a Shavuot, he will not eat Macholos Asuras. He will not be Baal Eishes Ish. So that's Ein Issa Chal Alisa. But if he takes a Shavuot that he will keep the mitzvahs, so that's the Machloek, is the Ran and the Ramban. Exactly what did the Pasuk exclude? That's what Agamor is quoting that Mishnah with that Brisa from Masechta Shavuos.
Or is the Mishnah, according to the Ran, the Mishnah that's Machal and Pin Shavuos and Nedarim is only talking about Lagabe Chatas?
No, the Mishnah says, Neder Levatel Mitzvah Ischal. If a person takes a Shavuot, I will not eat Matzah Leil Pesach, so the Shavuot is just not Chal. And Nishba Levatel Mitzvah, he's not a Bailam on that. But if he takes a Neder to Asa the Matzah Bachila, so neder levatel san mitzvah is chal.
Not
the Mishnah draws a contrast between neder and shvuah, because shvuah is the simple pshat is because shvuah is a din on the gavra and neder is a din on the chevtzah. So shvuah is a din on the gavra. What's he going to take the shvuah? I will not eat matzah. He's not abiding to make such a decision that he's not going to eat matzah. So that's a shvuah shop. He's not a bottom, so he can't take such shvuah as mamash hashvuah. Mishnah says a shvuah shvuah. Nishba levatel samitzvah, the shvuah is not chal. But if he takes a neder, he's b'chayiv to eat matzah, just makes a neder, the matzah should be also b'achilah. So that is chal. He undoes the mitzvah in an indirect fashion. If he takes a shvuah, I will not eat matzah, head-on collision with the mitzvah satera, so he's not abiding to do that. But if he does it in a roundabout fashion, then he can do it. He's not allowed to, but he takes such a neder, so it will be chal.
Also, where does it say explicitly in the Torah that the Israel took a shvuah and not a steam? The Torah was still a shvuah?
No. I don't think it means in the Gemara Mujbam Eben Hasina. I don't think it means that they took a shvua. Maybe what it means is that the Rabbanu Shlalom imposed upon them achiyah to keep these mitzvahs. They said nasim and ishma. Doesn't have to be a shvua. Mujbam Eben just a melitza means that they mechuyim to observe all the din hatar. So Mujbam Eben Hasina, the Gemara uses an expression to explain any sechal alis. If you take a shvua not to eat chazer, so the shvua is not chal.
Because it wasn't actually a shvua, it was just that we're mechuyev, so now we're maisiv on the iser.
What do you maisiv? No, that's not called an iser maisiv. Iser maisiv means that the second iser is more inclusive than the first one. Yeah. Let's say the first iser, what's an example of iser maisiv? I married a girl and her father is not alive anymore. So I'm not allowed to be mezana with the mother-in-law because it's an isa chamoisa. Then the mother-in-law remarries after I got married. So chamoisa ben asa tzeishis ish. So when she becomes an ish, when I married her daughter, when I married the daughter of the almana, she became asura to me. When she gets married, she becomes asura to everybody. So the second isa, chamoisa ben asa tzeishis ish, second isa is much more inclusive than the first isa. It's also to more people. That's called an isa moisa. It's not a nisa moisa. The first nisa was I'm not allowed to eat macholos asura. Second nisa, I took a shvua, not the neder of shvua, not to eat macholos asura. Same thing, not to eat macholos asura. It means it's a nisa chomer. The second nisa has more ramifications. Nisa chomer is not chal. A nisa chal alisa, even if the second nisa is more chomer than the first nisa. So the Gemara quotes this price. The ein on mashe lachbo biatzma. You're telling me that according to Rava, to mutilate one's body, you're not allowed to, only to bring boshes upon himself. Boshes is mutter. But lach will be atzma, you're not allowed to affect the Gemara. But don't we have a brisa, I have a tanya. Yochan nishba lahara be atzma, velohera yehei patur. Tamalayim lahara lehet matav rishus haf haro rishus. That if a person takes a shvua lahara be atzma, that's a dvar hishu. Sounds like he takes a shvua, he's going to cut off his finger. That's how the Gemara thought originally. Takes the shoe, is going to cut off his finger. And the Gemara thought that that's a dvar of shoes, that it is subject to the parsha of Shua's bitui, of chatas ol biyori. Avi nishba lahar liatzma v'lahera. From this pasuk, amar be even nishba lahar liatzma v'lahera. What do you mean lahar liatzma? So the Gemara thought originally to cut off his arm. You see, muta ladam lachbo biatzma. And for the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. I'm a shmol. Eishe b'taynus, that's what it means. A person could take a neder that he will fast the time. Sounds from the Gemara that eishe b'taynus, that there's such a shvua deraisa. A person takes a shvua, eishe b'taynus. That's the question, what kind of a shvua is that? As Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, he thought that a neder taynus is not really a isa heft, it's not an isa gabba. The first Gemara in the Dorin points out that neder is an isah chefs and shvuah is an isah gavah. So what is tainus of a person? Rav Soloveitchik thought if a person is going to take a neder, all food and drink in the world should be asa b'achila ani tomorrow for all day long. So he thought that he wouldn't say amen. That's not a neder tainus. He took a neder. All the food is asa b'achila. That's not a neder tainus. Or if he takes a shvuah is an isah gavah. He takes a shvuah. If I take a shvuah, I will not eat or drink anything tomorrow. See, that's a good shvuah. So he thought it's also not a tainus. Also doesn't say anein. He thought that he only says anein if he says harene b'tainus lamacha. It's neither an isa cheft nor an isa gavret. He didn't know for sure whether this is a din deraisa. Maybe this whole concept that ratan esam dada deraisa Yom Kippur is a tainus deraisa. But maybe the neder tainus that the Mishnah is talking about, the person takes a neder tainus. There's a Rana Shavuos on the Rif talks about this. Is the institution of Neder Tainus, does it exist on the level of the Raisa? It's neither Nisa Cheft nor Nisa Gav. It's a different kind of a thing. It's a different animal. He's declaring the day as a Yom HaTanis, and Mitzvah Shal Yom HaTanis is Lehisanis. It's a different word. Maybe it's in Gatzam and the Rabbah. You don't have psukim in Chumash to indicate that there should be such a new category of another type. The Shaila. Here, the Gemara is assuming as if that's the Pshat and the Pasuk. Nishbala Hora Le'atzma means Amashmua Be'esha B'tainis. Sounds like he's saying that's a Pshat and the Chumash. So that's problematic. How do you understand that? Hey, B'tainis L'machar. Shmuel is saying that it's a din deraisa that such a thing is binding. How does it work? It's problematic. Greg the Gemara, hey b'tainus lemachar. What's the parallel? That's only lahara liatzma lahetiv liatzma. What about lahara lacherim? So that's not a dvar hashus. That's an isa. Greg the Gemara, dechabosa gabi haruas lacherim. So what would the parallel be by him? Lahashivam b'tainus. If a person takes a shvuah that I'll see to it that someone else fasts, so then the brisa says there that's lahar lacherim. Then there's no din of shvuas bitoy. Greg the Gemara, what do you mean? He takes a shvuah, someone else is going to fast. I'm not a balabas on the other person. It's standvar mitel. It's a shvuah shav. I can't take a shvuah that someone else is going to fast. That's the Gemara's kasha. Acherim, me moisav lu b'taneisa. I'm not a balam to make someone else fast. So it's tam a shvuah shav. Such a shvuah is not chal. I'm not a bai. After the Gemara end, the medik lu being junior. What he meant was, I will see to it that they won't eat any food. Not that I'm taking them a kabbalah snet a tainis acher. There is no such thing. I will see to it that the guy won't have anything to eat tomorrow. I'll lock him up in a room without any food, so he'll have to fast. So that you're not allowed to do. That's an avera. So therefore, since it's not a dvar shuz. So therefore, lacherim is not a dvar shuz. So that's why there's no din of shuz bita. But the gabi atzmo, the hor lehetiv liatzmo, that is a dvar shuz. That's optional. So therefore, there is a din of shuz bita. So first, the Gemara thought that lahor liatzmo means to mutilate his body. Then the Gemara says no. He quotes Shmuel means to take a shvuah. So it sounds from the simple reading of this Gemara that a neder tainis is chal min ator. But that's what the Chumash is talking about. That's the ran and shvuahs, and that daf and chav zayin raises this issue. Is that really what it means? Greg Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? You tell me a whole story. That Lahor Liatzma means a hey betainus lamacha. And Lahor Lacherim means I'll see to it that I'm going to lock him up in a room and I'll see to it he won't have anything to eat. Greg Gemara, Ivo Hatanya, we have a brisa that says, Ezeo Haras Acherim, what's an example of Lahor Lacherim that there's no Shvuah's Bita because it's not a Dvar Shvuah? He takes a Shvuah, I will bash his brains out. Akaplein of Eftes Mocha. You're talking about mutilating the body. So you see, lahar liatzma means I'll cut off my arm. Lahar lachem means I'll cut off his arm. So you see, mutal l'adam lachbo biatzmo. And that's what it says. This brisa is mutal l'adam lachbo biatzmo. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela tanoihi. So the Mishnah quotes one version, the Rebbe Akiva. The brisa quotes a different version. It's not like Rav said they can all blend in together and it's all one Rebbe Akiva. There were two different versions of Rebbe Akiva. A different Talmidim. There are two different versions. One version is that it's mutal adam lachbo biatzma. The shad is whether the yisa la yosef pen yosef. You're not allowed to be choyvo the chavero. Is that an yisa bin adam la chavero? So then it doesn't apply legabi himself. Or should I say no? It's not an aver bin adam la chavero. It's I'm not allowed to steal someone else's money. So gzeil is an aver bin adam la chavero. If I have my own money and I steal money, I take out money from my bank account and I gamble it away, I lose it. I stand in the street and I give out dollar bills to everybody. You can do whatever you want with your own money. The whole Aveira of Geneva is only Ben Adam Machaber. So the Shaz, what about the Aveira of Chavola? We have the Psukim Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. If it's an Aveira Ben Adam Machaber, so it's not Shach Ben Adam Machaber. But one can learn that it's not Ben Adam Machaber at all. The body, the human body, doesn't belong to man. It belongs to Rabbani Shalom. And one is not permitted to destroy the Rabbani Shalom as well. Just like there's a similar din of Bal Tashkis. The Gemara has the whole sugya part of the sugya Bal Tashkis right over here. That you're not permitted to destroy your own, even though the property belongs to you. You're not permitted to destroy your own property. A person has a whole forest full of trees or a paradise full of trees. He's going to chop down all the trees and burn them all down for no good purpose. So that's an isa Bal Tashkis. And this points out in the Mishnah that you get Malkus for that. The Taptasis, yeah. The Taptasis on Tzarek Aleph on the base points out you get Malkus for Bal Tashkis. So that's the Shaila. What's the nature of the Isser of the Yosef Pen Yosef? Is it just like there's a din of baltashkes, you're not allowed to destroy your own property. It's not only it's not baltashkes, not an isa b'dal mahav. You're not allowed to destroy the property that belongs to you also. So maybe the isa of lo yosef ben yosef means that the body doesn't belong to the person. So it's b'chlam not an aver b'dal mahav. The body belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you're not allowed to destroy the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. There's a Mishnah in Talmud. The Mishnah says that they had Shomrim on guard in the Beis Hamikdash, some Kohanim, some Levim. So they had the one who was in charge of the whole thing would have to check, make sure that no one is sleeping on their job. So if he found that someone was sleeping, so the Gemara says he would burn his shoes. So on the side in the Mishnah is the Rosh is bothered with the Kasha. What happened to Baal Tashkin? This is him and Issa Baal Tashkin. So he says, Hefker bezn hefker, so we have a right to be mafke his shoes. And once we're mafke the shoes, then there's no isa baltashkes. What means no isa baltashkes now? Baltashkes not an isa mazik mamun chavera. Baltashkes if I own my own property, there's a din of baltashkes. So what does it help if bezn is mafke the shoes? Baltashkes
my whole purpose, you have a purpose here.
Teach him a lesson. So that's what the Dvar Ram explains. He says the answer, Hefker Bezn Hefker, that itself is not the whole answer. The real answer is that it's Litzorach. There's no reason about Pashkas whenever it's Litzorach. But the Shaila is who's Tzorach? So the guy wanted to sleep. The owner of the shoes wanted to sleep. So it's not his Tzorach. So the Tzorach should really depend on the Bailam. Whoever owns this property, I have all these trees, and it's in the way. I want to build a house here. So I'm allowed to chop down all the trees. In order to build a $1 million house, the trees are worth $5,000. The house is going to be worth $1 million. It's going to be worth, I'm going to improve the value of the property. But strictly speaking, there's no baltashkes over there. So the baltashkes, is it litzarach or not, is determined by the owner of the thing. So here the guy decided at 3 o'clock in the morning he wanted to go to sleep. So he went to sleep. So what do you mean by it's litzarach? But it's not his tzarach. Someone else has a tzarach. So that's why the Tosfei Rosh on the side of the Mishnah says, no, we make Hefker Bezn Hefker. So now it doesn't belong to him. So now it's up to us to decide whether it's a tzar. So we decided that this is a very good tzar. We want to teach him a lesson. We want to make sure that he doesn't fall asleep on the job next time. That's how the Dvar Ram interprets the pshat in the Rosh. He says, the way the Rosh stands, it doesn't make any sense at all. What do you mean? Hefker Bezn Hefker Mafker. It says that only takes off the Yisa Mazik. It doesn't take off the Yisa not to be mafsed in. If the moment is not his, you're not being mafsed. But how does it take up the isa baltashkes? So he says it has to be that whenever it's litzarach, there's no isa baltashkes. The Mishnah has a din in Masechah Shavuos. A mekal chaver b'shem is loike. You're not permitted to curse someone else. That's a kal cheresh. That's a kal cheresh. A mekal chaver is loike. What about mekal alatzmo? So the Mishnah says a mekal latzma is also aser, and that's based on the pasuk Yisham lachashman am shcham yo. You have to take care of your own body. So if you curse yourself, a mekal latzma is also erban avera. Does that count? It is one avera, two averas. So the Mishnah Melech has a derech mitzvah secha eoris on the minyan mitzvahs. He compares the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch and the Ramban and the Smad. These four. In the new editions and a lot of editions of the Sefer HaMitzvot, they have it printed at the end, Derech Mitzvah 7. So he points out, if I'm not mistaken, he points out that the Sma counts it as two different mitzvahs. I'm a Kal Chaver, if I curse someone else, I'm Lorban the Lav, unless it's Kal Cheresh. I'm a Kal Latzman, Zorban a different Lav, Yisham Lachash Manav Shchaviyot. It's a different Lav. The other Mishayim hold that it's not a different Lav. What do you mean a different Lav? What the Lav of? Those of Kal Cheresh is an Avera, Bein Odom Lachavero, and therefore Legabi Atzmo, it can't be such a lav. Amikal Latzma is a different lav. No, this pasuk, Yisham Lachashman, Amshach Miyod, is megale that the nature of the other lav is that it's not Ben Adam Achaveira. That the neshamas belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The din of Mekal even applies Lach HaMisa. Mekal Lavima, Makav, it applies Nechaim. Mekal Lavima applies even Lach HaMisa. Lach HaMisa said the body already rotted away. So what is it being Mekal? It's Kal of the neshamah. So the neshamas belong to the Baruch Hu. See, not allowed to be Mekal HaChaveira. Like Chayvo b'chaver. So the Gemara says Chayvo b'yatzmo is also not allowed. They don't know Shere Lachbo b'yatzmo. He's not allowed to. Why? Because the lav of Yosef Ben Yosef is not an aver ben on machaver. The body doesn't belong to the person. So Just like the Bal Tashchis is not an Aver Ben Adam HaHaver. It's a Ben Adam HaMokem. You're not allowed to destroy the Rebbe Shlomo's book. You're not allowed to destroy, you're not allowed to mutilate someone's body, or you're not allowed to curse anyone's soul, whether it's your own soul or someone else's soul. The Neshamas belong to the Rebbe Shlomo. Neshamas Lihain, that's such a pasuk in Yecheskel. Neshamas Lihain.
I mean, doesn't places in the Rebbe Shlomo say against the Dvar Avraham? Even with Tzarech, there is an Issa?
Yeah. There has to be a reasonable Tzarech, yeah. And the Karei Alameis Yosef Midai, that's Yosef Midai now. That's the next Tzarech it says. It depends. If it's not Yosef Midai, then with Tzarech it is Mutter. He permitted to rip Kriya. People are permitted to rip Kriya. Kriya is not a Chi of Deraisa, but there is a, it's a Chal Hashem Deraisa. The Torah recognizes.
Halachic Tzarech is the Mutter?
No, I think so. But it has to be within reason. It has to be a reasonable Tzarech. The Mar just says if a person is Makarea, Yosef Midai, so that's not a legitimate Tzarech. A person is going to commit suicide because he's afraid. Taisa gives a mashal. Achazim chashahar gesatzma bishvil shum dovish ayore. He's afraid of something. They're going to put me in prison, so rather than go to prison, so I'm going to commit suicide. So that's a mishigas. That's not reasonable. You go to prison, then you come out of prison. Then you leave on. Maybe you have some shana. That's unreasonable. A guy should commit suicide because he's yore bishvil ezadovar. So even if there's a slight tzarech, there's still an iser of bal pashtus. But if you have a very significant tzarech, a reasonable tzarech, then there's no, then there is no bal pashtus. That's the second place is concerned. Anyway, so what does the Gemara say? Ela tanoihi. The real answer, Ela. Don't say like Rava said that it's all the same. No, the answer is that there's taka two versions in tanoi. Whether mutav adam lachbo biatzmo or also the adam lachbo biatzmo. Which is the brisa that holds that it's mutav adam lachbo biatzmo? The brisa that said. So that's not a Dvar Hushus. But to cut off my own arm, to bash my head in, to bash my brains in, so that is a Dvar Hushus. That is a Dvar Hushus. So Shvur would be Chal on that. That's not called Mujbub Yom Narsina. One could have said over here, the Gemara doesn't seem to say like that. This Ran in the Dorim has the comment on the Gemara that you mentioned before. Mar said if a person, Rav Gidlam Arav had two members. So the first member was, a person takes a shvur, a kayem, a mitzvah, he swears he's going to wear tefillin tomorrow. The exact same thing that the mitzvah is. So that's a pasuk in Tilim, lishbati da kayem, lishma mishpate tzikech. What if he takes a shvur, he's going to learn eshna mesech dezu, he's going to learn this mesech tomorrow. So that's 100% full-fledged, neder gorum, not a little kesel. It's a neder, a shvur, that's 100% neder. So why? It should also be that's a chinam nishboim lekayim sa mitzvah, whatever that means. Whatever that means, but it's not a full din of a. There wouldn't be a din of shuas bitway and that. You wouldn't be chayav achat the soul of the yorin and such a shvur. So why shouldn't you say that the eshtem perek zeh? Why do you say that that's a neder gadol full fledged shvur? I should say that it should not be subject to the din of achat the soul of the yorin. So the Gemara says because he goy pata nafshe be kriya shma shachas v'yaris. Mishmach ha'chayel shvua by therefore it's a full-fledged shvua. So the Iran has a famous comment over there. He said he thinks that that's not halach ma'isa, that's not really true. But the person has nothing to, the person is busy all day with parnasa and he doesn't have time to learn. So he has no choice. He's pata nafshe be kriya shma shachas v'yaris. But if a person has more free time, he's mechayev to learn every free minute that he has. Mechayev to learn more than shachas v'yaris kriya shma. So what does the Gemara make a statement that's not true? So the Ran has his famous comment. He says, "Pshut Shal Mikra doesn't say that you have to learn all day and all night. It just says, you should talk on learning in the morning when you wake up a little bit, talk on learning before you go to sleep. So based on the Pshut Shal Mikra, you can really get away with very little learning, just 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. But the Torah Shabbat Peh makes a drasha v'shimnantam l'vanecha sh'yiu dibei ter mechudodim v'ficho. How is it going to be mechudodim v'ficho? He's just going to say kriya shma shachas amayru. He ain't going to know nothing. So obviously you have to learn, you have to spend much more time learning in order that it should be mechudodim v'ficho sh'lo t'gamgen and so on. But that's not pshutu shel mikros, and therefore a shvue, that's not called. The din is that you only have a shvuas bitoy, the parsha of chatzal v'yarei, if it's a dvar hershus. If it's something that you're mechuyev to do, then there's no din of shvuas bitoy. This you're mechuyev to do, but it doesn't really say pshutu shel mikros. So the Ran says that's why the Gemara says neregor u'narla l'kei Yisrael, that it has a full fledged status of a shvue. So you can have. So the Ran says this supports what I wrote in Masechet Shavuos in his commentary on the Rif, that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, but the Chatz Shira Os Manatera Mutam Manatera. So even if you hold like Rabbi Yechon, and that's how we pass on the Chatz Shira Os Manatera, that's it's a nisav deraisa. What if a person will take a shvua? I will not eat a Chatz Shira. So I should say it's a nisav chal al nisav. He's already prohibited. The Torah forbids him from eating a chatzishir. Chatzishir was manatar. We learned it out from a drosha kol. Kol chelav lo sechelav. Kol is marba kol dehu. Even a tiny amount. So I should really say, eini sechal alisa. The Gemara seems to say, the Pasha Pshat Nigmar, that even if you're all like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzishir is as manatar, you still say that the shvua is chal. He takes the shvua, is not going to eat a chatzishir, the shvua is chal. So the Rani asks, why? What happened to the principle of eini sechal alisa? So he says, because the Chatz Shir, Os Manatar, is only learned out through a drosh of the Torah Shabbal Peh. It's not explicit in the Chumash. So that's not called Mushba V'yayne Mehar Sina. You don't call that, that's still called the Dvar Hashus. If according to the Pshut Shal Mikro, this thing is not prohibited, it's only prohibited based on the drosh of the Torah Shabbal Peh, so then you don't apply the rule of Ein Yisach HaLalis. So he says, that's what it says here in the Gemara also. Based on the Pshut Shal Mikro, you can be heard to the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Yom v'alayla, shach b'chav kamecho, you just say kriyashma in the morning, kriyashma in the evening, and that's enough. The Torah Shabbat Peh teaches us that that's not enough. So it says, what it says in the Torah Shabbat Peh is binding men atar. But since it's not explicit in the Chumash, so therefore I treat it as if it would have been a Dvar Harshus. So he says, the two Gemaras are similar. There he's talking about Eini Sechal Alisa, that the second Shavuos Chal fully not to eat the Chatz Shir. You don't say Eini Sechal Alisa. Here he's talking about, is it Mahatara Rishus Afara Rishus? He was talking Benegir to the Chiyav Chatasol of the Earth. So, Bemis, one can say over here also, how do you know that it's also Lodom Lachbol Bechaveira? It says Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. It only goes on Chaveira. That means it's only an Aver Benodom Chaveira. How do you know that it applies even Legabi Yatzmo? So, the Gemara says, no, we have a Mokka. Where's the Mokka that's Megala that Lo Yosef Pen Yosef even applies Legabi Yatzmo? So, the Gemara has a Pasuk. The Gemara finally says, first thing, Mara says, when the pasuk achas dimchon nashav sechem nevish, not allowed to commit suicide. Mara says, how is that megala? Suicide, that's one issue. How is that megala that lach will be atz? Mara finally quotes, Ela, Ela, hai tanu. They finally quote the tanu. Ela, hai tanu on the fourth white law. Hai tanu, tanya, my blood is akapa berebi, chipra ala mashachota ala nefesh. It says, by a nazir, he brings karbonis and he gets a kapora ashechata al ha-nefesh. What do you mean ashechata al ha-nefesh? Who's nefesh? His own nefesh. Ashetzir atzma min ayayin. It was improper that he pained himself, that he took a neder, that he's not going to drink any wine. And he needs a kapora for being mitzar es atzma. Ba'al advarim kalvachayim. Maz ashetzir atzma el min ayayin. Nikar choyta mitzar atzma mikol dov alachs kama v'kama. If a person takes a neder tainus that he's going to fast or something, so that's certainly improper. So kavuchayim, if a person mutilates his own body, also lodom lachbo biatzmo is based on that drosha, that's a torah shabal peh. The pshuta shal nikro mashachat ala nefesh means that phrase says in the chumash by noza shenitmo, by noza tomei. So the simple translation is mechipar alav. He brings the karbanis and he gets an atonim mashachat ala nefesh on the dead body. That the nozer was metami to the mace. Tumas ha-mace is one of the three prohibitions of the nozer. So Lezar Kape has an additional level of interpretation, but that's Torah Shabbat Peh, that's not Pshut Shal Nikra. Chipa Mashachot Al-Nefesh, Al-Nefesh Al-Atzmo. He sinned against his own soul by being Mitzayir Atzma Min Ayayin, Kavachaymer Mitzayir Atzma Mikol Dover to be Mikavach HaNesen, and Kavachaymer to be Mitzayir Atzma by mutilating the body. So that's how we know that the law, Le'ez Ben Yosef, even applies the Gabi Atzma, but it's not Pshut Shal Nikra. So one could have said, it doesn't necessarily show. The Gemara said, you have a mach el tanoihi. It's a machlekes hatanoihi. This tanor of Lezer Kappa holds also lodom lachbo biatzma. And the first brisa that says, aruas acherim, Ezehu Aruas Acherim, Akeplani Behetzes Mocho. And what's Aruas Atzma Dvarashus? I'll cut off my own fingers. So the Gemara says, that Tana holds Mutal Adam Lachbo Biatzma. So the other you can say, he never, how does the Gemara, according to the Ran, the Acherim Abad of the Kashin, how does the Gemara see that it's a Machloikis Tatanem Tanoihi? You could have said in the beginning Tanoihi. There was a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What did Rabbi Akiva answer? So Rabbi didn't want to say Tanoihi. Rabbi wanted to make that it's all one. The Gemara was pressured into saying Tanoihi because it is Braisa, that it says, Haruas Acherim, Akes, Plaini, Beftes, Mocho, and Haruas Atzma, Karuah Mayonoam, and that's a Dvar Hushus. How can that be? So you see, he holds Mutal Adam Lachbo Beatzma. Why don't you say no? Everybody holds Asal Adam Lachbo Beatzma, but the Ran had his Shtikal Torah, the Ran in the Dorm, the Ran in Shavuos, and it gives you the cross reference. And whenever it's not explicit in the Chumash, then a full has the din, full din of a Shavuah on it. Even though there is an Issa Deraisa, even though there is a Chiyuv Deraisa to learn all day long, and there is an Issa Deraisa against eating a Chatzishir, there is an Issa Deraisa against Chayvul Biatim, but it's not an explicit Pasuk. It's only a drosha of the Torah Shabbal Pema, Shachot Rabba Nefesh, is Megale, that Le Yosef Ben Yosef even implies Le Gabi Chayvul Biatim. So why did the Gemara just say? That's a different. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Ele Tanoi, it's a Machloik Yisat Tanoi. But doesn't this Gemara contradict the Ran? That's the problem. Try to work on the dash. The Ran applies it to Enis the Chalal, and then the Ran applies it to Mujba the Yom Har Sina, that the Parshas. The Parshas Chatas of the Yor, it only applies if it's a Dvar Hoshus. So if the fella swears, I'm going to put on tefillin tomorrow, that's a Shoyle is Rizin option. It wouldn't be a Chiyuv Chatas of the Yor. If he forgets to put on tefillin, it wouldn't be a Chiyuv Chatas of the Yor because it's not a Dvar Hoshus. Shavuos B don't apply if it's a Dvar Hoshus. But if he swears that he's going to learn all day, he's going to learn 10 hours tomorrow, then it's neder gadol, it would, and he forgets all about it, then it would be, he would be chai v'chav to sell the v'yari, because he boy patanav should be kriya shma. Based on the pshutu shal mikra, it doesn't say he's mechayiv to learn the rest of the day. Even though we have a drasha b'shinantam l'pinach shiru teret mechadot m'ficha, that means you have to learn b'hasmada whenever you have free time, but that's only a drasha. Since it's not explicit, so that's called the Dvar Hoshus. The same over here. Why don't you say that this is called the Dvar Hoshus? But the fact that this is forbidden, Asa Ladam Lachba Biatzmo, that's a Dvar Hoshus though. Because it doesn't say Mefurush in the Chumash. But the Achrayim asked that question. Doesn't Dar Gemara contradict the Ran's Yisrael?
The Ran applies. Have you said the Ran applies even like having Enes Chal Esser?
The Ran applies it to Enes.
Without
shvur,
what?
No, a person takes a shvur, he will not eat a chatzishir. So even though the din is like Rabbi Yechon, the chatzishir is also an atar, as you say, enis achal alisa, the shvur or the neder should not be chal on top of the yisur chatzishir. So we say not so. Chatzishir is not explicit in the chum, it's only up to Rosh of the Torah Shabbat. So therefore, you don't apply enis achal alisa.
The Ran's mashma that if it would be mechudin mefichah, so there wouldn't be a chiyuv tam b'teira. Let's say you have a baki, so I'll just stand the hagisa bo yom v'layla without it being.
He says you see in that pasuk mechudin mefichah that the chiyuv tam b'teira is more than just learn a little bit every day, learn a little bit every evening. Means you have to learn more. You have to learn Bahasman. Even if he remembers everything, he still have to learn more. That's just a raya that you have to learn more.
Or is this far not considered Mujba Bahaya, or it's just Mujba Bahaya and only applies where it's important? Why do you make it sure I'm not going to be Machab in my own problem? Should learn out of my Rashi?
Yeah.
Or make it sure I'm going to be Machab in my own problem?
Nishba Levatul Samitzvah.
Yeah.
Maybe it shouldn't apply there. Maybe that's the Gemara's Archaka. Because the Gemara takes a Shvua, you talk about a case, he takes a Shvua, I'm going to cut off my arm. But maybe the Ran's sheet that doesn't apply by Nishba Levatul Samitzvah. Could be.
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know, the Rani has it by both, Enisa Chalalisa, and then we get to Dvar Harshus, the definition of Dvar Harshus. So you're suggesting maybe you should not apply in the area of Nishba Levatel Samit. Could be. Could be. Taisus here has a famous kasha. It's siratzma menayayin. So why does the chumash only write the ashachat al anevsh? Why does the Torah only write it by nazir shenitma? Why doesn't it write it by nazir tahar? The pshut of shamikin ashachat al anevsh is metam to the dead body for the next. But once you have the drasha of lezer akapur, so then it's the chapela. Why does it? Why does the chumash only have it by the nazir tahar? Taisa says that there's a difference. The Nazir Tomei, the Gemara says, the Nazir Tomei, because Hayamim Harshem Yitlu, so the Naziris has to be observed for way longer. Let's say he took an Ed in Naziris for a year. And then after 10 months, he becomes Tomei accidentally. Now he has to add another year. So that's almost twice as long as he counted on in the first place. So the Gemara says the guy's probably going to be mischarit. It's going to be more difficult to observe it because he really didn't want to observe the Ned and the Zeris for 2 years. He only wanted it for 1 year. So that's why the Tosafot quotes the Gemara in Nozad of Gimel. Hanimili Tomei, I did it by Nitzar, since he says, Yamar Sham Yiplo Dilma Osir Levema and the Mevar Al Nizeruse. He has to observe Ned and Naziris for 2 years instead of 1 year. The Gemara tells a story about Heleni Amalka, that she took Ned and Naziris. If her son will be successful in battle, she'll be in Nazira for 10 years or something. Then at the end of the 10 years, she came to Yerushalayim to bring the Karbonis, and they told her the good news, that all the years that she was in Chutz Loris are not Oila, because all the Chutz Loris is like a Beis HaKvaris. It's a Tumas Eretz Amim. You have to observe 10 years in Eretz Yisrael. She observed another 10 years in Eretz Yisrael. And then towards the end of the 10 years, she became Nidma Lameis accidentally. She had to observe another 10 years. In the school of Arif Hasyam, she had to observe the series for 30 years. She counted on 10 years. She didn't count on 30 years. So that's what the Gemara says. Taisus quotes from the Gemara Nazir. But the Nazir Tomei, had to be the Nazir Tomei, died with the boy Mitzah since Ayam Hashem Yiplu. And it's going to be twice or three times as long as he reckoned on observing. Dil Masel and Mebar, Ali Zerusha. So there, that's why we call that chata ala nefesh. That's a big chet. To put yourself into such a predicament that you have to observe naziris for 3 years or for 30 years, way, way longer than the person counted on. Aval nazir tamei, aval nazir tahor, from the Gemara there would appear nazir tahor is not called a chayte. From our Gemara would appear that even a nazir tahor is also called a chayte. So the Rabbeinu Tam answers this theory. He says, one is a bigger chet, one is a smaller chet. A nazir tahor is a little bit of a chet. Tiratzma menayayin for 30 days. That little ched was worth it. There's a concept we apply sometimes, chatei b'shvil shetiske. To do that little ched is sometimes worth it. Why? Because the Gemara says, reish soita, roi soita b'kilkula, yazer atzma menayayin. So even though there's a little ched involved, but the gain is greater than the loss. Tzasi esh ched. But since the gain is greater than the loss, because Aroi said to be Kukuli Azaratzma and Ayayin, you have to pull to the, if you live in a generation where there's a lot of pizzas, you have to be extreme in your Hanhogas. You have to go to the opposite extreme. Yazaratzma and Ayayin, in order not to fall in with pizzas. So the little chet is sometimes worth it. And this gives a mashal, if a person had a bad cholim, this is Mam Brocha Staf Lamanal. A person has a bad cholim, which he wakes up in the morning, he's very nervous about it. So the din requires his mukhiyif to fast. If he wakes up in the morning and just laughs it away, He had a bear chum just left, so it doesn't bother him. So no, it's not mechuyif to fast. But if he wakes up and he's bothered with this bear chalayim, so then the Gemara says he's mechuyif to fast. So what happens? He wakes up on Shabbos morning. So then he's even mechuyif to fast on Shabbos. Yontif is a machloikis achreinim. Whether Yontif, you're allowed to fast tainis chalam. Because Yontif, there's a chiyif simcha. Shabbos, there's no chiyif simcha. Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast because kibud v'yonim. But tainis chalam, the Gemara says you do fast. Says he woke up on Shabbos morning and had a chalayim ra, and he's very annoyed by it, so he's mechuyif to fast, but then he did an avera fasting on Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, "Midi de havi amesan and tainus chalom Shabbos shikaron lo gzadinoi, shikaron lo gzadinoi." The fact that he fasted on Shabbos is even stronger than fasting on the weekdays. Stami, he woke up on a regular Tuesday morning and he's very nervous and very aggravated. He had a terrible, scary dream, so he's mechuyif to fast on Tuesday. When you fast on Shabbos, that accomplishes more than fasting on a stump Tuesday. Shabbos, everybody's sitting and eating chalent and relaxing and enjoying Shabbos. Tuesday, everybody's running around. A lot of people in business never get to eat any meals either on a regular Tuesday. Shabbos, everybody's relaxed. So the Gemara says, fasting on Shabbos accomplishes more. Karam lo gzardino, that accomplishes more than fasting on a regular weekday, because psychologically it takes more out of him because everybody else is eating and enjoying the Shabbos. However, because he did wrong, in fasting on Shabbos, but in front of men, a tainus shal Shabbos. My takanti, what should he do? So the Gemara, they said tainus le tainisa. He should fast on Sunday to get a kapara for having fasted on Shabbos. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara. That's the Pashim Shat in the Gemara. That's how Tosis reads it. So Tosis says, so why do you tell him to fast on the first day? Why do you tell him to fast in the first place on Shabbos? Tell him to fast that he got an Avera, then he has to fast on Sunday to patch up the fact that he did an Avera fasting on Shabbos. So don't fast on Shabbos. The answer is no. Sometimes we say chatei bishvil shetiske. That's that person who has to drive someone to the hospital on Shabbos bikoch nefesh. Sofek bikoch nefesh. Or somebody wears tzitzis with chelas on and it says that dechalai says. So he needs a kapara to drive him to the hospital. He doesn't need a kapara. Bikoch nefesh is deche. Es it dechalai says. Deche is deche. Goodbye. Deche is deche. You don't need a kapara. Here, that's what Tosis writes. Here there is no tchiyah. Here there is no tchiyah. It's not that the tzorech, it's not considered a sofek sakana that he has to fast on Shabbos in order to be mevatel the bed chalayim, to be kareh the gzardin. It's not considered sofek bikoch nefesh. The problem, so what's the head to the fast in the first place? Problem. So Tosis says that this, the mitzvah that he's gaining more than he's losing, so we say chatei b'shul shetiske. But chatei b'shul shetiske is not deicha the yisr, so then you're going to need a kapara later on. So Tosis says the same is true by another tohor. The gain that he has in haroi is out to be kukuli azarats min hayayim. So if he's in kabbal and that in the ziris, he will gain. Aye, true that he's gaining, but he's losing also. Tzirats min hayayim is a little avera, but the tikkun is greater than the kilko. So we say chatei b'shul shetiske. Then he needs a kapara. There was no heter though. There was no dechiyah. So then he needs a kapara. So he brings the karbonis asher chatam nefesh. But if he's an azatamei, if it turns out that he's going to be an azatamei, then it's considered an aver yosei gedoyla. So then that's what the original pasuk goes asher chatam nefesh goes on an azatamei. So there the aver is greater. If he would have been an azatamei, the aver would have been less. So then we would make a cheshbon and say chatei bishul shetiske. That's how Tosis learns.
Why don't you say every time, Asi Dechalis Asi?
I don't know, the rules and regulations, for some reason or another, Tosis holds that Asi Dechalis Asi and Pikoch Nefesh both don't apply here. But it's about the one who's fast in Tainas Chalom on Shabbos. Why do you allow him to fast? Because the Chalom Ra that he had is considered a Mikzas Nevuah, it's considered a Sofek Sakana, that someone's going to die. So for some reason or another, we don't consider it a Sofek Sakana. Not a Sofek Sakana, so why do we permit him to fast on Shabbos? We permit him to fast because Karam Lo Gzardinoi. So that's not called a Sofek Sakana. So there's something missing here in Tosis. I don't know, but that's what Tosis is saying. That's what Tosis is saying. Now, Soleitchik used to have his own pshat on this Gemara, that if a person has a Chaloim Ra on Shabbos, he fasts the Tainus Chaloim, then the Gemara says, Leisiv Tainus L'Tainisa. So Tosis writes here, and another place Tosis says, we say chatei bishvil shetiske, the aver is an aver ftan, and the gain is greater, but that's not the sedechalosesin, it's not kof nefesh. So he needs a kapara for having fasted on Shabbos. That's how Tosis always writes like that. So Rashi gave a different shot. He said that yoyim ha-Shabbos it cannot be nitfas and atonis. So the fellow had a chalom ra on Friday night. So we tell him, fast the time is chalom. So Shabbos, you shouldn't fast on Sunday. No, fast on Sunday is not going to be good enough. The Gemara says it should be on the same day. But fasting on Shabbos is an incomplete kiyum atonis. So he told him he has to fast on Shabbos and on Sunday. But it's not as a kapar. The simple reading in the Gemara is the way Tosfos said. V'nifroim imenu, Taina Shal Shabbos is going to be punished for having fasted on Shabbos. My takante, what takante can he do for that? Leisik Taina Slitainisa. So the Pashab Shat is like Tosfos, Shem Mitzvah Gdor the Min Avera. That's why we chatei b'shul shetiske. So she had a different shot that the fasting on Sunday is not a kapara to make up for having fasted the aver fasting on Shabbos. Just that the tonus on Shabbos was incomplete. How it fits into the Gemara, I'm not sure. But Lashon HaGemara sounds like Tosfos.
What is the logic here?
Tonus
on Shabbos
doesn't have a full din tainus. But still, some mitzvahs din tainus it does have. And the Gemara says, Yofir tainus lahalom ke'esh l'na'oris. The Gemara says, Bo bayom. It's only if you fast on the same day. You're going to fast on a later day, it's not going to help. It has to be Bo bayom, but it doesn't have a full shame tainus because Shabbos is a yom menucha. Shabbos is not supposed to be tainus. So in order to gain the full yom tainus, you got to fast on Sunday. But fast on Sunday alone is not Bo bayom, so you got to fast 2 days. Has it fit into the Lashon HaGemara? My takante, lays the tainus and tainus. Maybe there's a different gear, so I don't know. The Gemara says, you don't say chatei b'shul she'iske chaverecha. Hashmah is HaGemara, but chatei b'shul she'tiske yeduse. Chatei b'shul she'tiske yeduse. That's what the Hasidim used to do. Shabbos morning, they would go to mikveh, and they would be ma'aseh seder with the children, and they would test the children in Gemara, what they learned all week, and then they would finally shul. Then they finally start davening shacharis at 11:30. After this man kriyashma, after the tefillah. Oh, the same thing, Leil Pesach, they would start making hachanas, going to the mikveh, till it started to say it would be after chatzos. So they begin the seder after chatzos. That's how Chaim Volozhin says you're not allowed to do this. So Chassidim said, no, chatei b'shul she'tiske. So Chaim Volozhin has to fight against the Chassidim. So he says, Chatei b'shul she'tiske was only Kodim Matan Torah. There was Yanki Levina marriage day Achoyes. That was Kodim Shenitna Torah. Chatei b'shul she'tiske. But Nitan Torah in his Chad Shalom, he got to follow the strict guidelines of the Avocha. No more Chatei b'shul she'tiske. So that's what he writes in the Nefesh HaChaim, and he has the whole attack against the Chassidim. That everything is kaka. He says, if you eat the matzah after Chatzos, and if you daven, you say Krishma after Tzosman Krishma, if you missed it by 10 minutes, it's like missing by half a year. It's like blowing shofar on Purim and eating hamantashen on Rosh Hashanah. And then, so everything is kakat, everything is off. So his Talmud, Rosh Tiktina, writes in the Sefer Kesar Rosh that the Rebbe wrote an exaggeration. But Mikra Din, there is Allah al Chatei B'shul Shetiske, even after Matan Torah, but it's very restricted. It's not the same way it used to be in the days of Yankov Avinu, that you see when you were going to accomplish a lot, we allow it. Lacham Atar is much more limited, but there are cases, this Tosfos, Tainus Chalom B'Shabbos, and Nazir, and there are other cases Tosfos have. There are cases where you do say Chatei B'shul She'tiske. Chatei B'shul She'iske HaVecha, that the Gemara says you don't say. So Tosfos, we pass from Shulchan Aruch, sometimes that you also say. You don't say that because Chatei B'shul She'tiske has to be a good investment. Let's say they'll tell me in money wise, they'll tell me invest a nickel in this stock. You may lose your nickel, but if you leave the nickel in for 10 years, you may make $1 million. I'll be the first one to put in a nickel. Why do you have to lose a nickel? The world's not going to come to an end. But let's say he tells me invest $1 million, you may lose your pants, and after 10 years, it may make 1% profit. So that's a ridiculous investment. The investment has to make sense. So Chatei B'shul She'tiske, only if it makes sense. It has to be not too risky, has to be very safe, and it has to be, it's going to pay you off. Not, I'm going to steal money from the government and make a yeshiva. You don't say Chatei B'shul She'tiske over there. It means I'm allowed to do a little avera in order to gain, like Chatei B'shul She'tiske, you do an avera kalo in order to gain a big schar, and all in the area of ruchnis, not to do an avera ben adam or something like that. So that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Dalech. I don't have control over the other one. I'll do the aveir, and then he may not even want to do the mitzvah later on. But if I do have control over the other person, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, then you even say chateh b'shvil she'iska havercha. Mechaber writes a din from the Rishonim that if they told the person that the Christians abducted his daughter and they want to convert her, and they're going to raise her as a nun in a monastery, and if he'll run today on Shabbos, if he'll be Mechal Shabbos and bribe everybody involved, he'll be able to get his daughter back, his little daughter. So they say that you should do that. They don't say because it's bikoach nefesh. They don't say that it's bikoach nefesh. Bikoach nefesh means that someone's life is in danger. You don't say that's bikoach hanuch, goof, and it's bikoach nefesh, that's a pshetel. They don't say it's because of bikoach nefesh. They say because chateh b'shul sheyizka havercha. I think Mar says you don't say chateh b'shul sheyizka havercha. Yeah, that's an adult. The other person is an adult. The other person may decide not to be religious later on. But if it's a young daughter of mine, she's under my jurisdiction. So if I'll bribe the Christians and I'll get it back and I'll raise her as an observant Jew, so then you can say chateh b'shul sheyizka havercha.
We said if someone just said a tanya chalom on Shabbos, if they saw a bad chalom about somebody else, is that considered a chateh b'shul sheyizka havercha?
If he's shaken up about it, yeah.
Even
it depends. If he wakes up and he laughs the whole thing away, so then there's no chiyuv tanis chalom. But if he's very concerned about it, then he's mechuyav to fast the tanis chalom. I don't know. I never take any of my dreams to heart. I guess I'm modern orthodox. I don't know. I was once at some YU function, so a woman comes over to me, all her hair undressed. So she tells me she had a dream about someone's teeth falling out. She woke up in the morning and she's so nervous about it. So I said, that's exactly what it says in the Gemara. She's shaken up about it. Teeth falling out means the person's going to die. So she was all shaken up. So she's believed that there's the time of someone. She said she asked her father-in-law, and that's what her father-in-law told her. That's a Gemara. His father-in-law was learning Daf Yomi. It says in the Gemara, teeth falling out. But I was surprised that she took it to heart. I was surprised she didn't laugh it off. If you take it to heart, then the Gemara says you got a fast time of someone.
Because there you have a svar of Chal Shabbos Apples Kedushin Tishmar. Unless that is that the same svar of Chateh Shabbos?
That's Chateh Bishul Shetiske is the pasuk Chal Shabbos Apples. It's all the same pasuk. That's all the same thing.
But not get them from the Tosfos that it's not really itself. It's kind of just like they say the psychics never like, tell someone, oh, like here's something bad's going to happen, because then they might actually go out and subconsciously do it. So it's just like kind of boom. It's not like a real like. So
if
he's so shaken up, he might subconsciously have the events that lead up to such a thing
happening. So why is that itself also a suffix? That should also be a suffix. I don't know. The Netziv talks about this in the Mirai Nesoda, not Nazir Dav Gimel. It doesn't explain. It just says that it's not based on Pikuach Nefesh, Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, and not based on Eset Dechel Esesei. If you do Eset Dechel Esesei, Pikuach Nefesh, you don't need a kapara. Over here, where it's Chateh B'Shul Shetiske, then you do need a kapara, because there was no Heta. So if there was no Heta, why are you allowed to do it in the first place? So that's the din, Chateh B'Shul Shetiske. Don't know. It's a problem. Okay, we'll stop. Tomorrow morning, it's also good, 11:30.
See you next time. Hey, Russian.